This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the distribution of $785 million in economic development funding on Thursday. The orchestrated event at the Egg in Albany was hosted by Maria Bartiromo of CNBC and included a videotaped interview with former President Clinton praising the process. The top winner appears to be Western New York, Long Island, and the North Country, whose regional economic development plans received the most funding. Some of the funding to make its way to our region includes $1.5 million for a project at Windham Mountain and $2.2 million for a rail transloading facility in Columbia County. The governor's office posted a press release with the details. You can go to the link at the WGXC newsroom. There's also a list of these projects that were funded in the area, including $2,617,222 of projects in Greene County, including the Village of Hunter, a Main Street revitalization program for $372,000, Town of Prattsville Main Street Revitalization Program for $215,000, Greene County Micro Enterprise Assistance Program for $200,000, Greene County New York Spring Water Program for $280,000, a Catskill Mountain Housing Development Corporation Restore 2011 program for $50,000, and Ski Wyndham's Destination Wyndham $1,500,000. Columbia County projects totaled $7,847,990, including the Village of Kinderhook Wastewater Collection System for $285,000, the Valacia Housing Group with Valacia Senior Citizen Housing for $1,669,265, the Alana Partnership for an Alana Restoration Project at $274,125, the Hudson Opera House with a first floor restoration for $400,000, the Housing Resources of Columbia County for an emergency repair program and two home improvement programs totaling $675,000. Historic Hudson's Dr. Oliver Bronson House restoration for $300,000, and the Columbia County IDA's Columbia County Rail Transloading Facility for $2,208,600. The New York State Senate unanimously passed an income tax restructuring bill late Wednesday night after a day of closed-door negotiations. The Senate bill was voted on 55-0. John Mason of the Register Star reports on the Germantown School District's dire financial picture. School Superintendent Patrick Gabriel said the new state-mandated 2% limit on tax levy increases has the business office projecting a $2 million deficit in 2013-2014 and a $4.6 million deficit in 2014-2015. Gabriel said he may recommend to the board a 5% tax levy hike. That would require a supermajority, 60% of voters at the polls in May under state law. The Columbia Land Conservancy announced the protection of 94 acres in Canaan in the partnership with Byron and Ingrid Greenfield, who donated the property rights on their land. The Conservancy created a conservation easement that protects the most natural characteristics of the property but allows landowners to live on and enjoy their land. The Columbia Land Conservancy now holds easements on 21,445 acres in the county. And you can see clctrust.org for more information. Today is Friday, December 9th, and yesterday on Thursday, December 8th, Harlemville's the Hawthorne Valley Farm weather page is reporting a high of about, looks like 39 degrees for Thursday. The National Weather Service says today there'll be a high near 43 in Philmont. And it should be partly sunny. Friday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 25. Forecast for the weekend in Philmont, Saturday mostly sunny with a high near 36, low overnight near 20. Sunday sunny with a high near 38 and a low around 21. And Monday should be sunny with a high near 39. Hudson Historic Preservation Commission meets at 10 a.m. today at 520 Warren Street in Hudson. The sun rises at 7:08 a.m. and sets at 4:28 p.m. And the moon rises at 3:50 p.m. and sets at 6:14 a.m. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.